Hi and hello, football fans. Your old pal Dave Damashek here. Make sure you check out the Dave Damashek football program. You can watch it on YouTube, NFL.com. You can listen to it on iTunes or Stitcher or NFL.com/podcasts. We look at the world of pro football and the game called life.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? DJ Bucky here. Move the Sticks. Talking a little Super Bowl here. Not going to be a long episode. So this is a nice, brief, to the point preview of Super Bowl 51, Falcons and the Patriots. What's going on, Buck?
Not too much, man. I'm really excited about this game. The reason I'm so excited, I think styles make fights. And when you look at these two teams, two contrasting styles. And so I can't wait to see what the coaches come up with.
What do you think Pete Carroll's role is this week? You think he's helping out his old buddy here?
Oh, I think he's helping out his old buddy. I think Jim Schwartz may have gotten a phone call or two from Bill Belichick.
There you go. And why we're saying that again? Go ahead.
Oh, because both of those guys engineered wins against the opponents. And so sometimes you like to pick their brain and just kind of see what they saw going into the game and coming out of the game.
And you got to remember the connection there between Dan Quinn having worked for Pete Carroll in Seattle. So then you've got Pete Carroll, obviously very familiar with the Patriots from the Super Bowl, as well as
beating them earlier this year
in Week 10. And then you go to the other side. Jim Schwartz used to work with Bill Belichick back in the day. So they have a relationship together, and the Eagles went in and beat the Falcons this year. So it's interesting to see if they tap into all those resources. I'm sure they will. The offense of the Falcons against the defense of the Patriots, what do you expect to see?
I think the first 15 are critical for the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons have scored on the opening drive in 8 straight games. That is unprecedented. Like that, no one has done that since 2000 when they started keeping up with their stat. They're a team that likes to play from in front. They're a team that has led games in the fourth quarter in 17 of their 18 games this year. So to me, is how do they come out the box? Can Kyle Shanahan in his opening 15, his first 15 script, find out what the Patriots are doing and then attack them? I believe they have to use the running backs, because their biggest advantage is their running backs against the Patriots linebackers. If they can spread them out, go empty, do some things much like they did the Denver Broncos, they can produce their explosive plays leaning on their running backs instead of really worrying about their wide receivers.
Interesting thing, talking to some coaches down there at the Senior Bowl about this game, Buck, and one of the things that they mentioned is they thought Alex Mack would be a key player in this game, because one of the things that New England does is they'll cover up the center, and he cannot get up to the second level. Mm-hmm. So it kind of stunts the run game a little bit. Those linebackers flow free, and they can't
untouched.
Get anything going.
Yep.
They said with Alex Mack's ability to navigate through that, get around that, get up to the second level, he said that they thought he could be a real key player in this game.
I think he has to be a key player. They need to be able to run the ball and kind of dictate the turns. You would like to put him in what I call mixed down situations, meaning if you're on offense, it's 2nd and 5, meaning you have the ability to run it or pass it. They need to stay away from those obvious passing downs, because then that's when New England can throw out all the tricks to make sure they take care of Julio Jones and some of the other weapons. The thing that you have, if you're Matt Ryan, you have everything at your disposal. Like, it's one of the few offenses that in the lineup you can say, man, they have a speed guy in Taylor Gabriel. They have a big body guy in Mohamed Sanu. They have the number one receiver, Julio Jones. They have multiple tight ends that can make plays and 2 running backs. He just really needs to stay within himself and continue to play like the MVP. Just distribute the ball. Let those guys do work. If they do it, at some point they'll find the favorable matchup and they will get the big play that they want.
Interesting, talking to one defensive coordinator said he thought the best 2 play callers in the NFL were Scott Linehan and Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, I can agree with that. Kyle Shanahan is a stone-cold killer. The way he is able to change and tweak concepts to find that matchup, he does it. They run the same concepts, triangle concepts, levels concepts, but they'll get to it in a variety of different ways. He also is masterful in terms of using bunch and stack to kind of divert the eyes of the defense. Crossers and guys coming and scattering all over the place, inevitably someone comes free. The big thing in this game, the New England Patriots are a team that plays man-to-man between the 20s. But once you get to the 20-yard mark going in, the red zone, they fall back into an umbrella coverage, either cover 2 or cover 4. They force you to kind of throw those dink and dunks, and they use the sideline and the sideline in the end zone as 3 additional defenders. And so you have to score touchdowns when you get the opportunity. They also had a defense coordinator tell me they defend the front of the end zone better than anybody else. So if you notice, they force people to try and throw post corners or try and hit it right up under the goal post, where it's a low percentage throw. Matt Ryan and those guys may need to think about taking their shots right before they hit the red zone. 25-yard line, let's see if they can put it in the zone. Because if you come away with threes instead of sevens, you're going to have a tough time beating the New England Patriots.
Interesting thing, though, is talking to one coach, he said, Kyle Shanahan, exact words, Kyle Shanahan is the smartest offensive mind in the NFL right now.
Ooh.
And I said, okay, that's saying something. He goes, but he gets a lot of attention. He said, Matt Patricia is the smartest defensive mind in the NFL right now.
Ooh.
I said, okay. Hmm. And they said, you know, just kind of from the inner workings of that building, they say, you know, Bill Belichick gets all the credit for everything that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, anybody that's been around Matt Patricia said he's like borderline genius with what he does defensively.
I mean, they do a great job. And the thing about what I will say about the Patriots when I look at them on tape, what they do is not complex. When I talk to defense coordinators and coaches, they say, look, man, they don't do anything that's complex. They kind of call them the Utah Jazz of football.
Yeah.
You know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to line up and play some two-man, some cover one. Rat, they, if you have a guy that is a special guy, they'll always make sure
played
they keep
some
him.
Bear, they play some bear front earlier
double,
this year, too.
Double team. They're going to take away what you want to do, and they're going to force you to kind of play to your weakness. It sounds very simple, but few teams are able to consistently find a way to make you do that. The Patriots are able to do that. The other thing that they do, they're not going to beat themselves. You rarely see blown coverages.
Miscommunications.
You rarely see just people running scot-free through zones. And so a lot of times, and I learned this from Marty Schottenheimer, more games are lost than won. So if you don't beat yourself, you can win more than your fair share of games. The Patriots aren't going to beat themselves. Can the Atlanta Falcons also not beat themselves? Because both teams, when you look at the giveaways, they haven't turned the ball over much this year. So turnovers in this game, the Super Bowl, will be critical. Who can take care of the football and not give it to the other team?
Let's flip over to the other side here. We got the New England offense against the Atlanta defense. What do you expect to see?
Man, New England is a team that's very systematic in their approach. If they know that you're playing zone coverage, you have a quarterback who is very patient, who's very disciplined. He will take the check down over and over and over again. And he will bet that at some point you will get tired of him throwing it underneath coverage. You won't necessarily rally and make a tackle, and one of their guys will pop. The Atlanta Falcons are a team that plays very similar to the Seattle Seahawks. Single high safety, guy in the middle of the field, cover three or cover one, meaning they're man-to-man. Can their young guys cover Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, and Martellus Bennett? That's what it'll come down to. I believe athletically and talent-wise, they should be able to match up pretty well. But can they get their hands on them? Can they be physical and do it? And when I talked to a buddy of mine, a defense coordinator, he said, look, one or two approaches. You can't go in there trying to do two things. If you're going to play zone, you have to play it with an aggressive mindset, meaning I'm going to let them catch it, but we're going to knock the snot out of them every time they do it. Or we're going to play man-to-man, and we're just going to line up, and we're going to take our shots at the line of scrimmage. We're going to try and mug them at the line of scrimmage and see if they can hold up. But you can't try and do both. You can't play passive, then say, oh, I'm going to be aggressive. Whatever you believe you're going to do, you have to be fully committed and stick to it. But you have to hit them. If you don't hit them, they're going to wear you out at some point.
The problem with them is that they're so smart. You might have – I think Atlanta will have success against them on both sides early in this game. I think New England's more situated to do their damage in the second half once they've made their adjustments. But, I mean, it's almost like the Giants, when they were playing against them, they almost like they scrapped their whole game plan defensively at halftime. Playing well, doing a great job, that's fine. We'll switch everything up in the second half, show them something completely different. Because if you line up and play it, I just think this team is a team that will figure you out, and they'll get you.
They will figure out. You have to have some tricks. The thing about Atlanta and even Seattle, they don't have a lot of tricks
to
go to.
If you look back to the game against Seattle in the Super Bowl, I mean, the Patriots got dominated for the first three quarters of that game.
They dominated for the first three quarters, and Tom had two interceptions in that Super Bowl. Will he continue to rely? The thing that hurt the Seattle Seahawks a little bit, they got banged up in the back end. Let's see if the Falcons secondary can continue to hold on. The huge piece that is missing, Rob Gronkowski, and his absence has not been a factor to this point. But when you get in this game where talent is paramount, I still have to believe at some point when you don't have a true number one guy that can truly command a double team, it's hard. It's hard. And so you're putting a lot on Tom Brady. And if Tom Brady's on his game, he's on his game. It makes it tough. But the other thing that I was pointing to, they said with the Patriots and Tom Brady, you have to defend – numbers to numbers. He doesn't like to push the ball to the boundary.
Yeah.
He wants to throw the ball inside. He's throwing the spot. So if you play zone, you play into his you're really kind of playing into his hands because he wants to let the ball go before you even can break. You have to play man-to-man, and you have to put a couple of guys in the middle of the field and make him have to work around those layers. Tom has seen everything. It won't be new to him, but you have to see if the 39-year quarterback is on his game against tight coverage.
Yeah, the interesting thing, when you go back and look at that game against Seattle in the Super Bowl, they had a couple different guys that could get home up front. Michael Bennett was the best player on the field that day. Vic Beasley has to have a big game, but I just don't know who's going to supplement him.
Who's the other guy?
Is it going to be Grady Jarrett? Who is it going to be?
Can Dwight Freeney pull out a classic game, like digging a bag of tricks and pull out one of those throwback games? Can Babineau or someone else up front find a way to get it? I think Rashid Hageman could be a guy that you have to talk about, because we talk about – I mean, we've seen the Houston Texans have success having pressure right at the line of scrimmage, right up the A-gap. Someone has to be able to get in Tom Brady's face to get him off his spot, because if he's able to throw from that grassy knoll, he's going to pick everybody apart.
Other thing that I look at here in this game too is just New England, to me, I would not be surprised if they came out and went heavy personnel and just tried to run the ball down their throats.
I think that's how you have to attack it. If I'm the New England Patriots, I think that's the number one game plan. That's how we come out. We come out trying to make this a power football game. 2 and 3 tight ends, big back, and LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount is on tap. Hey, big boy, we're trying to get 20 to 25 carries. Let's see if we can grind it out, keep the score down, because I don't believe that the Patriots want to get into a shootout with the Falcons. They want it to be a game that is under control, that they can kind of drain the clock and play what I call Wisconsin basketball on grass. Milk it out, kind of grind it. I don't know if they necessarily want Tom Brady to be front and center in this game plan, having to throw it 35 to 40 times.
Arjuna, what do you got back there?
In the 6 Brady-Belichick Super Bowls, the Patriots have never scored in the first quarter.
Wow.
Fun fact.
There you go.
Slow
start. But that plays
slow
into
starts.
My thing about they're going to kind of feel you out, see what you're doing, and they eventually
they're going to jab.
They figure it out.
They're going to jab.
All right, Bucky, I told you this is going to be a quick one here, but let's go underrated. Who's the most underrated player to keep an eye on in this game?
Taylor Gabriel for the Atlanta
Falcons. Ooh, nice.
The reason he's underrated, because when you look at these matchups, you know Logan Ryan has to take care of Mohamed Sanu or Julio Jones. Malcolm Butler, go to the other guy. Can that third player hold up on Taylor Gabriel? When Taylor Gabriel goes on the field, he is going on the field with one thing in mind. He's the shot guy. He is the big play player. They take shots over the top to him. He has 6 touchdowns, I want to say. He only had like 35 or so receptions. Can you find a way to neutralize him? Because he is the guy that when they put him on the field, they're putting him on the field to get him the ball. And when he gets the ball, he makes big things happen.
All right, there's no justification for this other than just a feeling on this one. Chris Long has just kind of blended into the scenery pretty much this year in New England. You know, took a lot less money to go there and just chasing a ring. I remember evaluating him in college, and I've seen him throughout his career. This is his one chance on this stage after a long, long career. You talked about Dwight Freeney. I'm going to say Chris Long finds a way to make a play in this game.
Workmanlike approach, blue-collar, hard-head guy coming off the edge. They will need to get pressure on Matt Ryan. The one thing that I wonder about the Patriots, when you sell out and you have to get pressure on them, that means you have one less guy in coverage.
Yeah.
Do they have the bodies that can match up with all those skill guys? Do they have enough bodies where they can match up, play man, and still keep people over the top to protect what they need to protect in the back end while still coming after Matt Ryan? This offense would be the biggest challenge, I think, for the Patriots. If they do what they normally done in these games, they normally beat you up at the line of scrimmage. That means they're going to put 2-man, they're going to hammer the guys at the line of scrimmage, they're going to hit the backs whenever they leave the backfield, and they're going to kind of make it a messy game and see if the referees will call it. Chris Long can have a big game, but I just wonder, man, who is going to come out of coverage? Who's going to come out of coverage and leave them in one-on-one situations?
All right, we'll go pick the score, winner, and MVP. What do you like?
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to go 24-21. MVP would be Matt Ryan, because for them to win, I think he's going to have to lead one of those Matty Ice game-winning drives in the last 2 minutes.
All right, I'm going to go Patriots 28-24. And I think it is a comeback type of a win. And I will say Tom Brady will be the MVP, of course.
Yeah?
And if the Falcons – I'll say this. If the Falcons end up winning this game, the MVP will be Mohamed Sanu.
Ooh.
And Mohamed Sanu will have like 150 yards.
150?
150. If they're going to win.
Are you – what?
I'm saying I Pete knows I picked the Patriots. If they win,
50.
Mohamed Sanu will go off if the Falcons. They're not going to let Julio Jones.
I know the negative.
Well, so Logan Ryan's most likely going to cover Sanu, and they were college teammates at Rutgers, so that'll be definitely an interesting matchup. Because
you think Logan Ryan's going to cover?
Yeah, because
you don't think
they're going to put.
You can put little Malcolm Butler on Julio Jones?
So, no, they're allegedly going to put Eric Rowe on Julio Jones with McCourty over the top, double him, take him away, and then they're going to put Butler on Gabriel.
He's got the game plan back there.
Man, you're over there digging.
Hey, you got nervous.
You got to think. See,
he's nervous. Now, that's what I'm saying, though. That's my prediction. I think the Patriots.
So, Butler on Gabriel, that's an interesting one because that would go to the fact that they recognize that.
He's a dude.
Yeah, he's a big factor because he's the big play weapon.
All right, Buck.
Eric Rowe.
Eric Rowe
getting big duty, huh?
Yeah, I like Eric Rowe.
He better eat his Wheaties.
No, I was going to say, he better make sure.
Better eat his Wheaties.
He better come up and find out where.
Every time.
Is.
Hey,
Devin.
Hey.
Woo,
over here. Over here.
Yeah, no. Back up. Just a little bit. Back up.
He needs a dog whistle.
Yeah.
He needs a dog whistle for Devin McCourty to make sure that he's always where he needs to be.
Oh, gosh. All right. Again, we have our scouting competition going on right now, too. If you haven't checked that out, be sure to check it out. You can email us a scouting report on your favorite player. Send it to movethesticks@nfl.com. If you want more details, just go to nfl.com/scouting competition. This thing's going to be open until February 17th. You don't have to purchase anything. It's open to legal residents. Y'all have to be 18 and older in the United States and District of Columbia. And send in a report, and we're going to be giving out a year subscription on NFL Game Pass where you can watch the All-22 footage to our two winners. We're going to have five finalists, which will get an interview with us here, maybe on Skype or calling in, mm-hmm. and then we will give you guys a player to watch. At that point in time, we will narrow it down to the final two and get our winner. So kind of a fun competition. You can check it out again. Just go nfl.com/scouting competition. Buck, looking forward to the Super Bowl. Did I tell you? I told you where I'm going to be for this thing.
Oh, you can be hanging out.
Oh, I normally go out there. This year, I'm not going out there. I will be in Maui.
Wow.
So it'll be nice and warm. I won't care who wins. I'll be so relaxed. Anyways, that's going to do it. Arjuna, good luck to your Patriots. We will be back next week to recap the Super Bowl and really get cranking on our draft coverage as we march towards April, heading up that way. All right, thanks for checking us out. Be sure to download the podcast on iTunes and subscribe as well as check out all our video content. We've got a couple new videos up there you can check out on YouTube as well. All right, see you next time.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to nfl.com/podcasts.